Zvachim Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet 9-4. Kishem Shim Alu Lo Yerdu, just as we said in back of Mishnah Base, there are certain technical invalidations, if you will, that once they are wrongly brought onto Mizbeach, those limbs or fats, whatever it is, Imorim, should be left. Kach Im Yardu Lo Ya'alu. If you then make a second mistake and don't leave them up there, but you take them down, so then, don't bring them back up again. Meaning, we're saying once you brought something which is invalid up there, which has a din, that you should leave it there. So leave it there. But if you take it down, it didn't become permitted. It remains not belonging to the Mizbeach, and therefore, it shouldn't be brought back up again. It should be now left down. The Gemara says that Ula explains this is only if it hasn't started to become like burned by the altar itself. Once the fires have begun to consume the whatever was put on the Mizbeach, mashla behen ha'or, the fire began to take effect and work on the thing. So then, whatever was put on the Mizbeach became lachmo shel Mizbeach, the food of the altar. And at that point, it really does belong on the altar, and it should actually be brought back up again. So the case where Mishnah here is saying it was brought up wrongly, but not yet begun to burn, and you bring it down, don't bring it back up again. But once you brought it up wrongly, and it did begin to burn, it becomes lachmo shel Mizbeach, it's the temples, the Mizbeach, the altar's food, if you will, and therefore it does need to go back up because it belongs there after the fact. Now, says the, like it's a new paragraph really. The Gemara Mishnah goes on to say, now this is Rabbi Akiva talking, Rabbi Akiva who had said in the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva machshir bebalei mumin, Rabbi Akiva said that minor blemished animals, like animals that has that a bird would be kosher, for example, has like a cataract in its eye. So we said, Rabbi Akiva says those that went up can stay up. So here he says, v'chulin shalom chayim l'rosh ha-mizbeach. If an animal, let's say a balmum, because it has a minor blemish, like a cataract in its eye, if it actually walks up on its own two legs, the mizbeach, then even Rabbi Akiva would agree, Yeredu, bring it down, because it has no business being up there, and it wasn't yet brought up as an offering, just the animal walked up, so get it off there. Now, what happens if Ola Sha'al Sachaya L'Rosh Mizbeach, a regular kosher animal, which is already consecrated to be a burnt offering as an Ola, cow, goat, sheep, so if that little sheep walks up the Mizbeach, so what should you do? The answer is Tered, bring it down and treat it like a normal Ola. Shecht it over there on the tzafon and flay it and butcher and everything else, and then bring the pieces up like you do with, you know, like normal. But if you have this sort of comedy of errors, we have two mistakes back to back. Number one, the animal is left and allowed to walk on the mizbech, which is already a mistake, sloppy behavior, but okay, it happened. And now we said rule number two is, the Mishnah said, so bring it down. But if you didn't, if shachata barosha mizbech, instead the Kohanim just shechted it up there on top of the mizbech. So if you recall back to the sixth parak, we said, although kachay kachim, like an ola, must be shechted in the tzafon, a second pasuk, meaning north of the mizbeach, let's call it, if you will, so the northern half of the temple courtyard, okay, let's put that instead. So we said separately, if it's shechted on the mizbeach itself, it's also permitted, it's also valid. So that's what this person did. This Kohen shechted this ola, which walked up while it was up on the altar. So now that shechita is valid. Question is now, do we bring the carcass down back to like the butchering area and flay it and butcher it over there? The answer is no. Yashit vinatech b'mkoma. So now it's up there, you leave it up there and do the flaying and butchering atop the altar, on the mizbeach itself. You might have thought that's not derech eretz, to sort of butcher and flay an animal on the mizbeach. The answer is no, it's fine. So once it's up there now, just you don't bring it down. Leave it up there and do it up there. All said, of course, besides the fact you'll certainly take the hide, the skin of the animal which you flayed, you took off, that certainly comes down, it's not burned, it's given to the Kohanim. But also, karbanos in general, the intestines, they contain in them waste material from animal eating, and that certainly has to be cleaned out before it's put on the mizbeach. So this ola, you'll still have to take its intestines, bring it down off the mizbeach, clean it in the cleaning area, they essentially put the equivalent of like a hose pipe on one side and you know, wash out the insides of the intestine. So you wash it out so that all the refuse that's inside intestines do not go on the mizbech, they get washed away. And then you'll bring back the intestines up on top of the mizbech afterwards.